Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I always knew Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had a big problem with cultural appropriation. But to discover that he's an even bigger fan of blacking up than Al Jolson was somewhat of a surprise. Trudeau was pictured at a 2001 Arabian Nights party dressed up as a dark-skinned Arab man.
No.
And in a second incident, which was even funnier, he blacked up again at a talent show, wore an afro, adopted a fake Jamaican accent, and sang the Banana Boat song. Deo indeed. Now a third example of Trudeau blacking up has emerged. This time in a video where he makes stupid faces and exaggerated gestures. Far from being a one-time mistake, this appears to be some kind of bizarre racist fetish of his. I mean, in this one, he's trying to look like Aladdin, who looks like this. But Trudeau is laying on the boot polish so thick, he ends up looking like Nightcrawler from X-Men. Trying to work out what's more idiotic, Justin Trudeau being a 29-year-old teacher and browning himself up, or the fact that he browned himself up to play Aladdin, arguably the whitest character in the movie. Aladdin, Canadian edition. Trudeau's so vehement about blacking up, he even did the hands too. The video of Trudeau singing Deo in a Jamaican accent while wearing an afro is the most in-demand footage since the Zapruder film. Ezra Levant has offered $10,000 for the video. Okay, I'll offer 20 grand for anyone to turn this over. It's that funny. Trudeau's new profile pic. But Paul, this was just a youthful indiscretion. Surely this is just another example of the cancel culture that you oppose. No.
Let the person who has never done anything they regret in high school cast the first stone. Silence! Enough said! This federal election campaign is in the gutters and I am disgusted.
He was 29 years old. He was a teacher, not a school child. Also, it was 2001, not 1951. In 2001, blacking up was starting to be seen as a little bit dodgy, to say the least. But it didn't stop Trudeau.
No.
And thirdly, Trudeau helped make this bed so he can lie in it. His entire election campaign was predicated on exploiting identity politics to score cheap points.
Because it's 2015.
So when Trudeau himself becomes a casualty of the mob outrage PC culture he helped build, forgive me for having little sympathy.
We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind. It's more inclusive.
Trudeau is just another victim of the progressive, retroactive purity test. The rules to which are updated every day, so nobody is ever able to keep up with them. The very beast that birthed the cancel culture. Identity politics eats its own once again, and the world's tiniest violin plays. Glorious! You've also got the irony of one of the world's biggest anti-racism virtue signalers, someone at the forefront of anti-racist strategies for Canada, having blacked up on at least three separate occasions. Again, glorious. Oh yeah, and another thing. What's his hand doing? Forget about blackface, this is Trudeau's Me Too moment. And of course, he's already been forgiven by all the lefties because, you know, they have no morals or principles whatsoever. If you're not sufficiently woke enough, not being racist is now, apparently, racist. Sorry, white people, but trying too hard not to be racist is low-key kind of racist. Checkmate, bigots. But if you're on the left and claim to be woke, you can repeatedly black up, adopt fake black accents, wear afros, make fun of black people and Arabs, and how does the left react? No big deal. For today, Justin Trudeau is cancelled. Hoisted by his own petard.
People kind.
But will he resign? Probably not. Politicians on the left can literally dress up in Klan robes and nothing happens. As ever, it's one rule for them and another for the rest of us.
InfoWars, the most banned network in...
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we talked about this yesterday. And we got some big guests coming in studio again today, and a lot of breaking news. But I want to talk about Kanye West, because he's really done the big no-no. He hasn't just said America's a great place and that we have a lot of resources and we have a great history and we should, you know, focus on that more and we should come together. But he's also talked about Jesus. And it's about an 8-minute speech. It's got some singing in it, you name it. I wish it was in HD, but it was obviously shot by somebody with their phone. But it's still very important and very intelligible. Kanye West preaches radical obedience to Jesus during Sunday services in Atlanta. And so I've got all these articles here about devil worship exploding, human sacrifice exploding, little kids being found sacrificed all over, how Mexican cartels, girls, assassins bathe in the blood of their victims and have sex with the corpses. I mean, I'm not even looking for this, and it's everywhere. MS-13 kidnaps little kids and tortures them to death. This is happening all over. This is real. This is the operating system of Satan. And whether you believe in God and the devil or not, the devil believes in you, God believes in you, and these people believe they're resonating with this evil entity that demands this fealty. But you're also seeing for every action an opposite and equal reaction. Newtonian physics, you're seeing a lot of people wake up and realize that it is a spiritual battle on this planet, and there's some fallen one on this planet who doesn't like us, and who is interdimensional and trying to hurt us, but God's trying to get us out of it. If you listen to God, if you listen to Jesus. So here's Kanye saying that name that they don't like to say.
Use me how you may. Use me every day. And all you ask is for radical obedience to you. We're not asking. You're not asking us to do the least. You know, people are like, well, at least I... How are we going to do the least when he did the most? I've seen him work miracles in my life. Work miracles in our life. You know, the devil presents so many flashy, shiny objects. I I've seen everything that the devil could have showed you via TV, videos, car dealerships, jewelry, houses. And I tell you, nothing beats God. Nothing, nothing, and a sound mind. Nothing beats God.
Nothing. A sound mind. Nothing. Understand how things really work. Can't fool an honest man.
Nothing. Let's not be concerned with the opinions of men at all. Only the opinion of God. Let's not be concerned with the validation of men at all. Only of God.
So that's leadership. By the way, I've seen a cell phone version. The crew found a good one. This is great.
I know we say, oh, this is the culture. That's the culture.
Stop conforming to your own destruction.
To be radically in service to Christ is the only culture that I want to know about.
They're going to come after him now, boy.
In the four walls, out of the four walls, in the school halls. Our Father Christ Jesus, thank you so much for bringing me to the home where I was born. When my mother met my dad, thank you for saving me, for replenishing me, for delivering me.
I think Hollywood likes this. It's going to get real clear now, doesn't it?
When I found out about you and got closer to you, I got closer to my children. I got closer to my family. Because the devil had me chasing a gold statue.
This is an insult to have it. Stupid Oscar. Peace prizes.
Have me chasing cars, have me chasing numbers. We didn't know what Billboard was when we was first making music back in Chicago. Back when I was 14 at my mama's crib, we didn't know what the numbers was. Now it'd be all over the internet, like, oh, you only sold this much. The power of God cannot be calculated by a number, by a first week sale, by a bank account, by how many cars you drive, by how big your house is, and how many acres you got. It's God inside of us. It's God inside of family. It's God inside of friendships that we hold each other accountable. If you see somebody slipping, you tell them. They be coming at me like, why are you so judgmental? It ain't for me to judge, but I'm going to say what I see. That's another thing the devil tried to do. Why you keep on speaking up so much? I'm just pointing to the word.
And if we don't speak up, they come for our kids already, don't they?
I have a family member who God has given a new chance of life. He went through something extremely tragic. and God gave him a new chance at life, but and he's with someone, his girlfriend, so beautiful. He had definitely been prom king if this was his girlfriend back when he was high school. But he not ready to get, he got every reason why he don't want, every reasons, that's what I said, you know. We can speak incorrect English. English ain't our original language, no way. So stop trying to be all impressed when somebody all like. So, he has so many, my mom, an English professor, I can pick and choose when I want to ask the colloquialisms. But every excuse he got, I know the real reason. You still in them DMs, bro. That's why. That's the real reason why you won't go get that ring and get right with God. The fathers. If it's a household next to yours that's lacking a father, you that father now. You speak up on that block. You set that example. There is nothing to.
Powerful stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely true. You let the liberals and the leftists run things, and wow, they're creating hell on earth because they're devil worshippers.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I started the transmission off today getting into the fact that Facebook is leading the way in global censorship and authoritarianism. Even as bad as Apple and Google are moving to communist China and helping suppress their people and bringing censorship here, Facebook's gone further almost 4 months ago saying, do not say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com in a positive light or you'll be censured or kicked off the platform. They're now moving into cryptocurrency, banking, everything. They're building, all the big tech companies are pushing in these big high-rises that have coffin-sized apartments, which then jack up property rates for everybody. It's just amazing how they treat us one way and everybody else the other. But Zuckerberg showed up in D.C. yesterday. I didn't hear about this. I've asked the crew to keep watch on it or I would have been there. And I guess they just snuck it up on folks and we missed it. Facebook declares it's a publisher, can censor whomever it wants. And DrudgeReport.com is linked to this RT article that we reposted. Tech giant walking into legal trap. They're worth almost $1 trillion. And they believe that they'll just be able to deal with those lawsuits and everything via the First Amendment. But you know the lawsuits against yours truly are meant to end the First Amendment for publishers. So Facebook thinks it is above the law, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this article. Facebook has invoked its free speech right as a publisher, insisting its ability to smear users as extremists is protected. But its legal immunity thus far has been rested on law that protects platforms, not publishers. So which is it? Well, you see, everybody keeps obsessing over Section 230. You could get them on that. But what about the defamation, saying that you're the most banned person because you're evil and you're bad, and then no one can say anything nice about you, telling members of your cult that there's a default to only attack, which actually encourages them to attack more. Stories linked up on DrudgeReport.com. In the middle column, I suggest you get it and you share it. But Congress must act against this. And just the espionage angles of Apple and Google moving to China and the surveillance and the privacy violations they've done here. Oh, they're trying to catch up now and tell you, oh, we've been listening to you forever. Now we're watching you. That's a headline, Washington Post. Doesn't matter. You've still committed all these crimes. And as a people, we should have the collective will to say that's illegal, which it is, and move against these companies and break them up for antitrust. But the media focuses on Section 230, which is important, but not as important as the antitrust. Because these aren't just trusts. These are oligopolies, cartels, or combines. Corporate cartels oligopolies or combines, as they're known, are groups of strategic monopolies working in concert to keep any competition, be it financial, cultural, religious, spiritual, from ever getting off the ground. And that's why the big four tech companies, have you looked it up? They buy up 98% of tech startups that ever begin to get off the ground. Even little companies that start making a few million dollars a year, they try to buy them. I've had the globalists come around here and try to buy us for a lot of money. But then it wouldn't be InfoWars, would it? No, it'd be dead on arrival. Maybe they put a conservative on air like a Never-Trumper or somebody. But that's how it works. They go and they take Michael Savage off the air because they took all the sponsors. And they go, oh, Ben Shapiro, it's free market. He's got a bunch of sponsors. Oh, isn't that funny? Conservatives go, well, that's just free market. Oh, free market, yeah. You weren't watching that invisible hand of corporate fascism. So that's what they've been doing. And that's why the Republican Party is turning a blind eye to all the censorship and the cartel activity, because their fundraisers and their contributors don't want a bunch of young whippersnappers like Alex Jones out there that have their own giant audience bigger than anybody else's. They don't want a whippersnapper like Matt Drudge pioneering with his own website that gets more traffic than any news site. And so they're trying to create systems and plans. Or today it's Alex Jones. Tomorrow it's the NRA. And I said that. Guys, pull up the date 3-4 months ago when Facebook banned saying my name in a positive light. That was about 4 months ago. Facebook bans positive mentions of Alex Jones. And I said then, I said, the NRA is next, as well as the Republican Party. And Facebook now bans Republican ads by the RNC saying we want strong women in the Republican Party. They said it affected a transgender because they saw it and that it was a woman that's now a man and she got her feelings hurt or he got his feelings hurt that he saw someone saying he was a woman. The existence of women hurt the she man, he man, whatever it is. So that's how it works. Yeah, they banned me on May Day. Wasn't that funny? There's articles a few days later. May Day on the commie day. Isn't that cute? And it's anybody they don't control, anybody that they believe has influence. Think about that. And so this isn't about censorship. That's only one little pinky toe. It's about a surveillance grid watching everything you say and do in real time. And it's about then saying, well, just don't promote Nazis. Okay, well, I'm not a Nazi. I won't promote that. Oh, we're taking them off the air. Oh, don't promote two genders. Don't promote Alex Jones. Don't promote NRA. Don't show two women at a shooting range in a photo from a year and a half ago firing Glocks, because that violates community guidelines as violence or dangerous organization. And it's saying we're banning gun owners. We're banning strong women. We're banning women that get off our plantation. We want domesticated women we can sterilize and dumb down and have manless and childless to be processed into a giant feeding vat, to be turned into fertilizer, to be put on the fields for the elite's dinner. That's right. Europe and Washington State have legalized using dead people as fertilizer. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, right there on screen for TV viewers. That's how they're doing it. It's how they're carrying it out. And it's here. It's a total architectural change of humanity, of our speech, an artificial system taking over to make humans obsolete. That's the admitted plan. And everything they're doing is for this post-human world. That's the only issue. That's what's happening. It's satanic. You don't believe in God? Call it aliens. Call it an evil spirit in the universe. Call it a mass insanity of the establishment. Call it selfishness. But what it really is the end of humanity as we know it, and a horrible thing. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China Glass.
are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we've got two really funny, great guys who are going to show down at the Paramount Theater tonight in Austin. We've got Sam Tripoli, and of course, we've got Eddie Bravo here with us. We've got a special guest joining us for the next hour that I'll tell you about in the next segment. We're going to have a physics debate here and a science debate. And by debate, I think it's good to have open ideas. But I had a former CIA case officer on a few years ago. And he just throws out in a discussion, not even about Mars, that there are human slave colonies on it. They ran thousands of headlines saying that I said there were human slave colonies on Mars. I did not say that. But remember, that's who the media is. Now, Eddie Bravo is not going to be saying that. We're only this mystery object that looks like it's not natural, very, very symmetrical, that's coming through our solar system at super fast speed, about to fly past Mars. And amateur astronomers can go out and look at this. But we're going to debate space, the Earth, all of it next hour. Please just remember, listeners, there is a massive push and an attempt to take us off the air. Facebook is now announcing that they're creating their own special board above the law, 3 billion users, and that if you don't follow every political correct wish they want, you will be banned. And they're going to be part of this whole digital world currency. Stories up on drudgereport.com. Facebook declares it's a publisher, can censor whoever it wants. Remember just a year ago, oh, we don't censor anybody, we just ban everybody. So we're running some big specials right now. They're going to have to end on Sunday or Monday because a lot of these are selling out, like DNA Force Plus, our overall amazing product. It sold out. Well, we have 50% off Supermel Vitality, cold-pressed herbs that are great for your stamina, libido, energy. You need to experience it for yourself. Plus, it funds its operations. You can't lose. You get a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force, which I had in here on my deal that was taken out of here. Murphy's Law is just spectacularly victorious. And you just run me a bottle over here real quick. Thanks. It's that pink bottle right there. But or I'll come over and get it. It's no big deal. It's just amazing, again, for stamina, libido, energy. And it's a free bottle of it because I want your wife or your girlfriend to try it and just see what it does. Because people can take energy drinks all day. They can do things. But if you don't have the base for your hormones in your body and all the other things to operate, then it's not going to work. But if you've got the fish oil, if you've got the turmeric, if you've got, number one, the good halogen, not the stuff they sell at the stores, that iodine little hole in your stomach, real atomic iodine, we have to go get a license from the Food and Drug Administration via the Drug Enforcement Agency to even have it because you can use it to make a lot of stuff in its raw form. That's what's in our X2 and then our Triiodine X3. But here's Ultimate Female Force. This is expensive for us to make, but I'm putting a free bottle in because I want women to experience how good it is. It's like the dry herb version. It's way stronger than Supermo Vitality. It's just not cold pressed. I want women, Dr. McCam, shot please. I want women to experience, ladies and gentlemen. Look how many there are in here. I mean, you go to the gas station, they got stuff that really works, but a lot of it's toxic. You know, you take two or three of those to your girlfriends, you'll be bouncing off the walls. Well, this is the healthy version of that for the price of like two packets from the gas station. So InfoWarsStore.com, this is a lot of good times right here with your sweetheart, okay? So you and Kanye's looking over there at that. He thinks it's very exciting as well. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your support. Now, we've got Eddie Bravo and Sam Tripoli here with me. I was talking to you guys over a late lunch yesterday. And you were talking about living in Los Angeles and how Joe Rogan's talking about leaving and how it's like War of the Worlds there. It's like a zombie apocalypse. That's why I, you know, had that Day of the Dead intro, Trioxin 9, earlier. But I was in L.A. to be on some podcasts. They're going to air next week. I'm not going to announce them yet. And some big ones. And, I mean, it was just like Charlie Manson lookalikes everywhere. Needles all over the place, even by the airport, feces. And that's what Joe was saying, is that anywhere you go in L.A., it's kind of like that now. And then you were saying, Sam, it's the opium, it's the fentanyl. And I've talked to people in Austin. It's like doubled in 6 months, almost as bad as L.A. And most of them are on cheap synthetic heroin flooding us from China. So we're under a military attack from China, and the leftist media is attacking Trump for trying to stop the fentanyl and acting like he's not doing a good job. I think that's one of the best things Trump's doing. So you guys live in L.A. You got the floor for this segment and the next. Let's get into the homeless crisis.
Yeah, well, a big problem in Los Angeles right now is that cities and states are shipping their homeless people to us. It's been busted. There's cities who put them on Greyhound buses and send them out to us. I do a joke about it. We don't have a homeless problem. We have a camping problem. These people are camping in the wrong places. They're camping on Hollywood Boulevard when they should be out in the forest, you know, and seeing the wilderness. This homeless problem we have is directly related to the opium wars of Afghanistan.
I totally agree. Keep going.
You know, and it's just basically while I'm trying to stop the homeless crisis, we have these two guys flirting over here with female boner pills, okay?
Keep going.
So anyways, let me keep trying to save the world while you guys play cutie patootie over here. The point is that all this stuff... All this stuff is directly related. Hey, while I try to say the homeless, I want to give Alex Jones of the first ever, they are not going to be out today, the first ever tinfoil hat Texas Comedy Massacre t-shirt that we are selling at
the show. By the way, we're going to get serious next segment. I went to you late and I apologize. Let's get really into the homeless thing.
That's for you, dude.
Thank you, sir. This is deadly serious, and I agree. I shouldn't be playing around.
I should throw boner pills at my female lady pills at my friend. I'm trying to tell you that.
What happened if Eddie Bravo took... Female, ultimate female force.
I took one of those.
Really, you did?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Can you show everybody what it looks like? Because it's a cool shirt, dude.
I mean, tell people where they get.
Look at that. You can go to tinfoilhattshirts.com. It is the Tinfoil Hat Texas Comedy Massacre Part 2, because this is our second time in Austin. And that is for you, Alex Jones.
That is a good looking shirt. And to be serious, you're a band guy too. You get censored. We're all, and people have to support folks that are getting censored. So yes.
Yeah, we got to. And it's just like, where's the censorship coming from, Alex? I mean, I'm hearing that it's like some, mega group stuff, some Israeli stuff, some China stuff.
Where do you think
the censorship coming from? Where's it coming from? I mean, it's outside influences, right?
Let me tell you where it's all coming from. China.
China is
global corporations are using China as a place that will work for them to run these takeovers and these attacks and to beta test censorship and control where they have no freedom. But it's big corporations want to take over the planet and they want us to all be obedient little serfs and slaves. So they're bringing in classic authoritarianism. We're in the middle of a global revolution against freedom to then build a post-human world.
I agree with that. I think Israel's a little bit in on it, too. I think they're part of the whole jam.
Don't you think we're one rabies outbreak away from the zombie apocalypse? Like, if there was a rabies outbreak in the homeless community, they would basically turn into zombies,
By the
right?
way, you're not joking. They're biting people. My cousin in Seattle got bitten by one. He was given one a $10 bill. The other one bit him, and the bite got so infected, his organs failed, he died.
Theo Vaughn's cousin got bit by a gay guy.
Well, getting serious here, this is the organized collapse of society. They siphon off all our resources, poison us, poison our culture, not just with chemicals, but spiritually. You guys are in a good mood.
Dude, I know. We came in, you're all angry. We're fighting lizards together. Come on, man. This is team fight.
How do you know I'm angry? I'm super happy.
Well, dude, we saw you. I could tell you were sad.
I get a little angry
today.
In the first couple hours, and I burn off some of the steam. You know, I'm in there looking at all this serious news. I get pissed.
Yeah, dude. Kanye West is blown.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After visiting the open sewer of feces and needles anywhere you look in Los Angeles, I'm not kidding. You go a couple blocks, you see it. Angry, vicious people pissing everywhere, yelling at you, demanding money, and all being worshipped by the left. What's the plan? What's behind it? Here's President Trump saying he'll send in the EPA because the amount of feces running off into creeks is killing the fish in the open public toilets that are blue cities.
We're going to get involved very soon on a federal basis if they don't clean up their act. You have tents all over the place, and you really have a sanitary condition because this water is rushing into the ocean, and this is supposed to be stormwater. It's not supposed to be sewage, and it's turning out to be sewage. And if these Democrat liberal politicians don't straighten it out, the federal government will have to come in.
Well, wait a minute. Why don't we just identify the sewage as clean rainwater? And let it change its gender to clean rainwater. Let's say that.
Yeah, dude.
Good idea.
Yeah.
All right. I interrupted you. I apologize. Gentlemen, you live out in L.A., ground zero for this. Maybe Seattle, maybe Portland's worse. They passed laws in places like Portland saying pooping on the streets are right, cleaning it off is racist. I'm not kidding. I'm sure the headline out of Seattle on that. Why do you think it's happening? How bad is it? Where's it going?
I don't mind people setting up tents. That doesn't bother me. But what does bother me is the filth they leave behind. If you should be appreciative that no one's arresting you for just setting up a tent on the sidewalk, but them setting up tents. Now they got tents. They finally
kills our delay.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. What did I say?
When you do it over and over again, you can't stop it. He goes, and again, CNN apologize. Gets to cuss. All liberal channels do. We're not allowed to. We're seen as conservative.
I apologize.
We're held to. They can literally say F words, S words, all over CNN, all over ABC. You notice they do that now. We are not allowed because we're conservatives.
Hey Alex, is it a side effect of female boner pills that you cuss a lot? I mean, like he takes one of these, and now suddenly he's a drunk.
Hey, let's be serious. All of the female forces about stamina, libido, energy, and focus. The side effect is that it makes women swing from chandeliers.
Yeah, dude. Well,
we don't want that.
My buddy had an open relationship with a girl, and she ended up hooking up with everybody in her block. But anyways, yeah, the homeless problem.
Well, it's a healthy girl. Hey, let's get serious. Lacey has a certain zest for life. I won't tell anybody. Good. Good. Now, can we get serious? Please. Get back to the crisis here.
Please.
We have a problem.
I think if you leave trash, you should, like, if you leave all that filth on the street, you should be arrested. That's what I think.
I don't think they care about being arrested. I think the problem is like, how do we get this? How do we stop this? And I'm telling you, it's all directed to the opium wars of Afghanistan, dude. After we went in and we kicked the Taliban out, we put our troops around these crops of opium, and production went up 70%, and the flood and the use went up 70% in America. This is what we have.
It actually went up 70% the first year. It went up like 300%.
I mean, dude, Trump, let's give the guy credit. Listen, if you can criticize the man for the things you don't like, you got to give him credit for when he does something right.
He's trying to keep the smack off the street.
And they tried to pull us out of Afghanistan, and then the Taliban, who doesn't want us there, suddenly decide to attack a base. It's like, come on, man. We know what you're doing there. It's false flag stuff to keep us in Afghanistan. We want out of Afghanistan. We want enough of the opium wars. You're flooding our streets. It's like the crack epidemic of the 80s, man. The crack epidemic of the 80s, you flood the inner cities with crack. Now they're flooding all the middle-class white Americans with drugs and stuff. Like, it's this exact same game plan. Let's get out of Afghanistan and get rid of the opium that's flooding our streets.
But you know, Sam, is China helping you with fentanyl?
Yeah.
You know, most of it's from our friend, the little Chacom.
Or how about the fact that it's in MIT? How about that? That MIT came up with fentanyl. Why are you saying?
So that's a great point. Explain to us about that.
Well, basically, it was discovered that fentanyl was produced or originated in MIT, and a Chinese scientist took it back to China. And guys, this, what's going on right now is all revenge for the British India opium war.
I know, but we didn't do that to China. We saved it from the Japanese. So why are they doing it to us? Because they're commies working with the left.
Yeah. Hey, man. I mean, it's 100% true, dude. And
so how bad is it going to get? Because Joe Rogan has said he's going to leave L.A. Can he really do that? He's got to do whatever he wants.
He's left before.
No. He went to Colorado for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
He can do whatever he wants.
You know what?
He's Godzilla.
I never thought I'd ever leave California, but thoughts have been swirling in my head, you know, especially if they start cracking down hardcore on guns in California. And if they get any deeper, I don't know, maybe I'll move to Greenland.
No, why don't you move? Austin's like a chemical or a metastasization of L.A., but outside of it's great. You should move to Texas. You can do a show, a late-night show, whenever you want.
Dude, if Houston didn't flood, I would be there because I'm all about that Houston black ass. That's what I'm all about, dude. I love Houston black women, and I would move there if I could, but unfortunately.
Okay, Sam, it's a family show.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Houston is awesome. We have our best shows there for sure. Maybe I move to Texas. Maybe Corpus Christi. How's that?
I'll come to Texas. I'll move here. I ain't afraid of that. I'll move here. I'm definitely down. Texas is one of my. See, here's what I've learned, dude, is that, like,
The filth won the culture war. So when you go to red states, it's not really like, oh my God. It's like it used to be with the Christian super like religious. Now it's like everybody's swingers and it's just red states are just fun states. Don't take our taxes or our guns and let's all get weird. That's what I've learned.
I think it's always been like that to a certain extent.
Really?
Yeah. But listen, we still love Jesus because we know the devil's real. You get to a certain point, the evil just takes over.
Saturnus, dude. It's more like Saturnus, black cube stuff than it
hey,
is.
Let's bring up Israel, because you kind of always just throw in the little Israel's, you know, evil running it all thing. My issue is it becomes this third rail where people just do it as a touchstone, and then all these magical powers are attributed to Israel. Netanyahu's in a coalition government. He may lose. He may go to jail. Everyone claims Netanyahu runs everything. No, there's a huge infighting there. Israel's pretty much like the U.S. with
for
liberals
sure.
and conservatives.
Yeah.
And so all I know is people never want to talk about the issues I want to talk about online. They're just like, oh, yeah, tell us about how Israel tells you what to do, because I'm not against Israel. If we got rid of Israel, it would just be the Muslims all killing each other. Saudi Arabia doesn't take any refugees in. But then we're supposed to take them all. I'm sick of the America bashing, and now it's like segued into this sycophantic freak out about Israel all day.
Well,
I'm just sick of hearing I work for Israel because I have nothing to do with it.
I don't think you do, but listen, man, it's not that Israel. I love Israelis. I watch Israeli soldier twerking videos all the time. I love Israel. I know a lot of Israelis. They're wonderful people. It's no different than the U.S. At the highest levels, there's these black cube of Saturn people, just like in the United States, just like in Europe, man.
And of course,
that's what we're talking
about. They're worshiping the black cube of Saturn.
That's what we're talking about. Dude, it's that in all religions, man. It's not just one. There's no. Israel's just like anywhere else, man. It's just this. All this money put in the propaganda.
That's what I'm saying. Is people, the powerful elites do use city states like the city of London within London or Washington, D.C. that's owned above the law.
There we go. How can you hate that?
Stop, guys. Come on.
How can you hate
Seriously,
that?
It's getting out of control.
No,
but listen, let's expand on this. Let's expand on this right now. And then you've got the city of London above the law.
Yeah.
Israel has its own law. The Vatican has its own law. D.C. has its own law. The U.N. has its own cities.
Yeah.
Its own immunity. So that's when you get to the top level. You're like, hey, we got our own city and own military, and we don't pay taxes to anybody, and you all got to kiss our ass. That's where the world government's going.
Yes, dude. That's what we're talking about. So what happens is that everyone through identity politics wants to think groups go up and down. But they go like this, man. They go horizontal. It's class, man. So it's like these people at the top do all this crazy stuff, and they make the people at the bottom fight with each other.
Now if Washington, D.C. is its own separate country or whatever, who is protected? Who specifically is protected by that in Washington, D.C.? The president?
Like, sure. What they do is they create their own districts that then have immunity. That's why it's wrong that the Democrats aren't supposed to be able to get a representative from that. Because it's its own separate corporate system, and it'll give up its corporate separate power in the system once it goes into the United States of America. But it was set up as a group that can also do corporate agreements with other countries and things. So it's a company, like the British East India Company.
Hey, what about the fact that Disneyland or Disney World in Florida is a sovereign territory? It's not
That's
part
right,
of Florida.
Anybody that knows how it works knows that you're not somebody until you got your own country.
Yeah.
And so once you got it, you got your own currency, you got your own system, you got your own immunity, and you got your own police and troops. And if anybody wants to take it over, they got to come take it. And that's why each of us has guns, because we are our own entity and our own sovereign country. That's what America's about, sucker! If you ain't getting my guns, bitches, because I got my own media
Alex,
system.
This is a family show. Not a family show.
Well, you can say things like this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.